Speaking about out and running, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
Lots of deer out there, but lots of fog and some spritzy rain.
Why are they running at this time of the year?
I don't know. Maybe because it warmed up a little bit and they're just, going to their places. Heck, when I got to the station yesterday, I didn't mention this, back by our satellite dish, there was a group of three deer just lying back there by the satellite dish.
Yeah, I mean, I do see them a lot here. I haven't seen them recently, but I do see them a lot here, too. So I don't know why. But, yeah, we'll have mild, cloudy weather.
It's mild right now. I can't believe what the temperature is.
Yeah.
It's 48.
Yeah, and probably about 55 to 60 today with showers. They'll end early this evening, clear, cold, with the bright full moon coming back. And we'll have lows in the mid-30s. A nice sunny day, a few clouds around Saturday, mid-50s. Easter Sunday, you start with some showers in the early morning, then partly cloudy in the low 50s, not bad. And sunny on Monday in the low 50s. There'll be a small little low going out to the south of us on Monday. It could bring some light snow Monday morning as far north as Long Island. But I don't think it'll make it here.
Okay.
And that will go out. And it'll just turn partly cloudy everywhere on Monday. And then I think on Tuesday, we're going to wind up with a wet system. Not a white system, a wet system on Tuesday that will probably bring in some rain. After that, you know, it's still very intriguing and gets very interesting. By next weekend, I could definitely see a powerhouse cold front coming through here and wanting to bring much, much colder air. I don't know how quick that's going to happen and how much, you know, when the cold air gets in here. But, you know, as the cold air comes in and you have this front, this is, let's say, sometime next weekend, and you have this front that extends from, let's say, Maine back through the Ohio Valley, all the way down to Texas, alone that front's going to be at least one or two storms. And this is where it is going to get interesting. Believe me when I tell you, the models are not picking it up. Right now, the models are saying that by Monday, one of those storms will be moving across the lower Hudson Valley, and any ice and snow with it will be confined to northernmost New England. Okay? And then what they do is they figured, well, that'll be the end of that. We'll just move that offshore and we'll develop a bigger storm off Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, the week after. But we'll keep that storm way offshore and that won't bother us. Hogwash, you watch and see. And even after that, now we're talking going into the week of April 13th, you will have to watch. It's just not going to end because we still have cold air over us, and we still have the makings of another storm system coming across the area. So I see at least two, if not three, potentials starting next week and continuing into the week after, which is tax time. What do you think of those apples?
The thing I think about those apples is no matter how much snow we get or ice or anything like that, really, by April 15th and stuff like that, the sun is so strong that melting really does take over. The only problem with that is if you get, let's say you get some weird storm and you get 15 inches of snow, well, then it takes longer to melt. But that's the only solace we really have.
Yeah, that really, you're right. And it sets you back a day or two, you know, with inconvenience. Yeah. But Still, if you take away the precipitation, you're still looking at temperatures that are going to be unseasonably cold.
Yeah, but unseasonably cold, to me, now that we went through this winter, if unseasonably cold is 45 to 50, is that what you're talking about?
Probably colder than that.
Well, then you're right. Then I'll be angry.
Yeah.
I won't be a happy camper.
Now, just to give you an example, right now in Minnesota, they're getting some snow showers with a cold front. That's the same cold front that'll pass through here Easter morning. And there's going to be a low on that cold front that's going to wallop them tonight into tomorrow morning. And they're going to wind up getting a quick 3 to 6 inches. That is the low that will pass by to our south on Monday. That gives them 3 to 6 inches tomorrow. But with that storm tomorrow, they are going to have winds over 30, 35 miles an hour, temps in the 20s, falling into the single numbers tomorrow night for Holy Saturday. And Sunday, Easter Sunday, they'll be lucky to get close to freezing with sun. So that'll just give you an idea of these little spurts that are coming in now and how they are starting to gain momentum. So I think it's going to be very interesting from a meteorological standpoint.
All right. Well, so we could have three shots of winter-type weather.
Well, there's three possibilities, not three shots. Right. It's not going to happen all three times. One of those three shots will be a possibility.
All right. So a 33% chance.
Right.
All right. Well, that's a nice little Easter present. You've wrapped it a nice little Easter egg for us.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, that's right. Well, I'm very excited, you know.
I can see you are. I hope the Easter Bunny brings you all the good things that you want in your little basket. And have a lovely, lovely Easter weekend. Remember, Anthony J's in on Monday. I'll see you bright and early on Tuesday. And I'm sure by then, you'll have a review of our movie.
You will have a review of the movie, and I want you to have a good weekend, even though you got to do all that driving around.
Yeah, I'll be, you know, saying things under my breath, but I'll be nice.
All right. Well, Pat, have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Happy Easter.
Thank you. Same to you.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.